"So, how is the move?" he asked when he walked through the front door. "I never knew that one person could have so much stuff. He had more furniture and clothes than a family of five," I said. "What have you been doing?" "I did some checking on Emil Marcello," he said. "He works as a real estate agent and sells high-priced office buildings. According to his secretary, he was supposed to be in Denver. His wife was telling the truth." "He could have come back without telling anyone," I said. "Yes, but that's something the police can check on easily, but that we'll have a hard time doing," he said. By this time, Uncle Jeff was heating up some food to eat, too. We didn't talk for about 10 minutes while we both concentrated on eating. When he was done, Uncle Jeff said, "I made another stop this afternoon. I went to see Clara. The police have released her, and she's back home. She seems to be doing okay. Not great, but better than yesterday." "Does she remember any more about what happened?" I asked. "No, not at all," he said.